broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. We'll settle back and enjoy the program with us this morning. We have 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music, all culled from our family archive of over 120 years of great Jewish recordings. And, of course, with me this morning to bring it to you, as always, is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. Yep, got another great show for you. Lots of stuff to get to. So what are we going to get to start with?
Well, one before we start, just to mention, this is the last regular edition of the program now. For about 5 weeks, we'll have all the Passover program coming your way and then stuff for Yom HaShoah and Yom HaAtzmaut. But, of course, that's down the road, and we'll be talking about that. But this morning, settle back and enjoy a regular edition of the program. We'll start off with a selection of Hasidic music. This is Jordan Penkower, recorded back in 1972. Very nice selection for words from Psalm 100, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve the Lord with joy.
Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana. Diyur ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana. Diyur ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, Hashem b'simcha bo lefanav v'nana diyur ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha bo lefanav v'nana diyur ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha bo lefanav v'nana. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha bo lefanav v'nana diyur ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha bo lefanav v'nana diyur ki Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana. Diyug Hashem hu Elokim. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana. Diyug Hashem hu Elokim. Thank you. b'simcha b'ol l'fana v'nana diyu k'ashem o elokim Imdu es Hashem b'simcha b'ol l'fana v'nana diyu k'ashem o
They recorded back in 1972 there, Jordan Penkower, and a very nice selection there for Eve Dues Hashem B'Simcha from Psalm 100, Serve the Lord with Joy. Well, let's continue now. Here is a selection of Hasidic music by Avromi Flam. This recorded back in 2000, right at the end of the cassette era. And this is from the Sheva Brachas, the wedding blessings, is Devai. And, of course, lots of weddings are going on now. Got to get them all in before Pesach, Ben, before the door closes for a while during Sfira. So a lot of weddings going on these days. So here's Avromi Flam and a very nice selection from the Sheva Brachas, Devai. Recorded back in 2000 there of Romy Flam from The Wedding Blessings and Divine, and hope very much you enjoyed it. One next portion of the program, The Beautiful Music of Israel, is brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Serving the Mid-Atlantic area for the past 30 years with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica, so give them a call and they can take care of you as well. That's 301-231-7999. 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. Presenting this week from the 1981 Israeli pre-Eurovision Festival, Shlomo Gronish and Daphna Almoni, and a song called Kaleidoscope. From the 1981 pre-Eurovision Festival, there Shlomo Gronish and Daphna Armoni and Kaleidoscope and many other scopes in there too, as we scope out that selection from the 1981 Israeli pre-Eurovision Festival. Hope you enjoyed it. Brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Give him a call. You'll be glad you did. 301-231-7999. Well, Ben's got his first selection this morning on the program, so let's go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue now. Hear more Israeli music. Here is Rami Kleinstein with a song called Matanot Ketanot, Small Gifts.
האור והצל משחקים שוב תופסת השולחן ערוך תמונות ילדות על הקיר שיירות לבנות חוזרות מבית כנסת והריח הזה שזורק לי את הלב מתגנב מתגנב ופותח דלתות אל אושר קטן אל אותו שיר ישן שעובר אצלנו במשך דורות מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות רסיסים של כוונה עיגולים של אמונה מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות כמו הכוח לקבל את מה שאין את מה שיש מה עוד אפשר כבר לבקש זה עוד יום שישי מרפסת ועיתון השמש כמו הדאגות לאט נמחקת מנגינות פשוטות זוחלות מהחלון ושום שערה כבר לא תסתיר פה את השקט מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות רסיסים של כוונה עיגולים של אמונה מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות כמו הכוח מה שאין את מה שיש מה עוד אפשר כבר לבקש מתנות קטנות קיבלנו בחרת ואותנו קידשת ברוך אתה אדוני מקדש השם ששורט לי את הלב מתגנב מתגנב ופותח דלתות אל אושר קטן אל אותו שיר ישן שעובר אצלנו במשך דורות מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות רסיסים של כוונה עיגולים של אמונה מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות כמו הכוח לקבל את מה שאין את מה שיש מה עוד אפשר כבר
had it. Rami Kleinstein in that one, a song called Matanot Ketanot, Tiny Gifts.
Excellent. Well, let's continue now with the 78 groove. Now, here's one that got left over when we missed some shows in February during Black History Month because of all the nasty weather and Ben couldn't get here and et cetera, et cetera. So this was recorded by the great band leader Cab Calloway, who had a fabulous career for many, many years. And Cab came originally from over in Baltimore, and they said that he could speak a pretty passable Yiddish, considering, you know, he'd grown up in a mixed neighborhood and had picked up a lot of Yiddish. This is a reworking of an old song called Ata Zoi Sings the Tailor, which means this is the way that the tailor sings. And Cab turned it into a swing classic, and it's a real rarity from 1937, recorded for Vocalion. So a great 78 groove this morning. Here's the great Cab Calloway and his orchestra, and Ata Zoi Sings the Tailor.
My mother used to sing to me a haunting little melody. Nobody knows where it came from or where it was composed. Hit it up. What does I sing the tailor as he fashions burning clothes? What does I sing the tailor as he sews and sews and sews? He's as busy as a bee, making lovely finery, things my baby loves to wear when I take her to the fair. What does I sing the tailor? All it means is that's the way. When I buy the things he made her, says the tailor, what does I?
Chop, chop, are you hip to this jive that I'm laying to you?
Dip, dip, diddle, diddle, scrap up, diddle, diddle, dang, 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 di da da.
Recorded for Vocalion back in 1937, the great Cab Calloway, and a swinging version of the old Yiddish classic, Atazai Sings the Tailor. How cool has that been?
That was really cool.
Yeah, now that was, and it's the kind of recording that you can only hear right here on Washington Jewish Radio. That record was searched for a long, long time before I finally found it, and I don't think it ever was reissued on any of the LPs or the Columbia stuff that Cab did later on, but he had a tremendous career, and he was in the Blues Brothers with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd back in 1980. Such was the love and respect they had, because he was the original Jive Cat, you know, with the zoot suit and the big hat and the whole thing. But a tremendous musician in his own right, and his band was one of the top ones in the big band era. So hope very much enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here's more Hasidic music. Here the Pittsburgher Nagunim recorded back in 1984. And Zamri Lashem from the Friday night Kabbalah Shabbos, Sing to Hashem. Here's the Pittsburgher Nigunim.
We'll be right back.
They recorded back in 1984 there from the Pittsburgh Nagunim, and Zamri Lashem from the Friday Night Davening, Sing Anu Hashem, and hope very much enjoy. You know, Ben, I think judging by their accent, who knew that Pittsburgh was somewhere in the middle of Galicia? But this we come to find out here on the program. I don't know if there's this where that came from, this Pittsburgh Hasidim. The place I ever heard of it was in these few recordings. There's another one we have coming up later on in the program. So I don't know. Maybe one of our listeners can enlighten us on that, because, like I said, I've never heard of it. But one thing I have heard of is Ben, and Ben is here with his next selection.
All right. Well, this is a interesting one. So this came across the internet a couple weeks ago. And I realized, so there is a very well-known Jewish writer by the name of Yair Rosenberg, who has been published all over the place. He was at Tablet. He's been published in the Washington Post. He's been published in the New York Times, CNN, Associated Press, all these different places. And he writes from a Jewish perspective to teach a wider American and global audience all sorts of things about Judaism and about anti-Semitism and all the things that we want to call attention to that go on in the world. And so what happened was during the pandemic, he said that he always had a passion for music and decided that he wanted to put together some Jewish music. And so he did, and he decided to start releasing it. And so it came to my attention. I decided that for all the good that Yair has done with all of his writing over the years, I knew that the music would be good. And of course, it was. So today, we'll play a couple of his selections. We'll start with this one. This is a very nice version of Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech, Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Barachem Neshalom, Malachi Ashalom.
Rosenberg getting it done with Shalom.
Yeah, very nice.
Very, very nice. And he writes a great newsletter for the Atlantic magazine, which is very funnily named Deep Shtetl, with a play on the deep state phrase. So very good stuff. And we'll have more from him later on in the program.
Yeah, we'll have to check out his writing, too. We'll let all listeners in on that as well. Well, let's continue now with the first half cantorial. This is cantor Joseph Malavani, who has been for nearly 50 years the chazan of the prestigious Fifth Avenue Synagogue up in New York. This from a 1988 concert. This for a famous composition by the late Zalvel Zilberts. And Zilberts was one of the great synagogue composers of the first half of the 20th century. Wrote tons and tons of stuff. His Havdalah, very, very famous. And this is for lines from Psalm 93, which is recited on Shabbos. Magad l'masecha, how great are the works of Hashem. Here a very rare recording by Kenner Joseph Malavani.
Shesurim bebeis hashem, bechatzer.
they recorded back in 1988 there, the famous Chazon, Joseph Malavani, for nearly 50 years, the Chazon of New York's prestigious Fifth Avenue Synagogue. Some nice piece, huh, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
Complete with what my old choir director, Irv Shanker May, rest in peace, used to call the Hollywood ending. But that was the way that Zilbert's wrote them. All his pieces had these great big finishes that were just beautiful, and hope very much you enjoyed that. Our first Hayef Cantorial here on the program this morning. Well, Ben's got another one for us, so let's go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue now. Here, another selection. This album is really the gift that keeps on giving. This is from the Acapella Treasury Shabbos album. This is Lev Tahor with a nice song called Shabbos in Gilo.
Ay, 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 sholoim aleichem, malachei ashoreis, malachei, el yoim imelech, malchei amlochim, oy hakodosh baruch hu. Titin teref leveis alich eklinaro eseha. Ay, 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 Shabbos goyne shoyne chem dosos. Ki vashom astel mikom melachto. Shabbos goyne shoyne chem dosos. Shabbos kem mikom melachto. Baruch el elyon asher nosad menucha l'nafsheinu fidyon mishes vanacha. Yon ha-matzav o-manoach v'sham yanuchu yigiyei koach. Yona matzav omanoach yonuchu yigiyei koach. Yona matzav, Yona matzav, Yona matzav omanoach Visham Yanuchu Yigiyei Koach Yona Matzah Yona Matzah Yona Matzah Bomanoa Yanuchu Yigiyei Koach Arachamonu Yanchileinu Yom Shekulo Shabbosum Limcha Arachamonu Yanchileinu Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha. Lechayel Chayei Olamim. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha. Lechayel Olamim. Tzitzchem Sholoim. Malachei Sholoim. Malachei Elyon, Malachei Elyon.
HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And there you had it, that one, Shabbos and Gilo by Lev Tahor. And did you notice at the very, very end there that slight reference to the Journey song, It's Time to Say Good Shabbos?
I heard it, and I thought to myself, we played that on the program.
Yeah, so here's what's funny. I'm looking at the credits of this album, which was Sameach Music and Jordan B. Gorfinkel were the credited producers of this, but buried in the credits, wouldn't you know that A.B. Rottenberg is listed?
Well, because yeah, of course he is. He's like
he's everywhere.
Right, he's like what they call, he's worldwide.
Yes.
Now, he's great. And it's like you said, it's the gift, that keeps on giving, which
yeah,
is
it's a great
very,
album.
Very nice. Wonderful, wonderful. Glad you brought that one our way. Well, let's go on to the comedy time now. Here's a Yiddish vaudeville group called the Radio Aces that made a few recordings for Banner back in the late 40s. Now, if you grew up in the Washington area, which is and really was when I was a kid, is part of the South, and a lot of the mores and things are very Southern, and they were even much, much more so in the time when I was growing up. So one of the things you had to do in school was you had to have square dancing, Azachem Veh. But in any event, this was a non-negotiable part of your educational experience. So it makes me think of this recording by the Radio Aces called the Catskill Square Dance, and I think you'll enjoy it very much. So here recorded for Banner in New York back in 1949, the Radio Aces and the Catskill Square Dance.
Cracky, and why not?
How's the crops this season?
Not so good. I'm losing money.
So why do you plant them?
I got to make a living.
Way up Dalton in the mountains, there's the place we long to be. When old mortal starts to fiddle, it's gonna be a jamboree. Fancy people all will be there, all of them including us. Farmer Fink with his mishpuche joining in the mishigas.
Here comes Smell with the good old banjo.
Clinkety plonk, ain't he a scream?
Here comes Bevel with the old blue fiddle.
Yum da da da, he is on the beam.
When all his hot calls the dancing, he puts on a nifty show. Don't be bashful, grab your partners, last one dancing is a schmo.
Okay, I'm going to call the old square dance.
Grab your partners in the center, throw yourself a right by heck. Lady with the mean coat in the front, lady with the muskrat in the back. Mr. Farmstein, be a sport, kindly take Miss Rappaport. Melvin Schneider, don't be slow, a do-si-do, and away we go. Clap your hands, patch, patch, patch. Rose, you dropped the cocktail watch. Mrs. Djokovic, please stop, you just lost the strapless top. Two to the side and four in the middle. Now it comes the Virginia reel. Thomas Square and make a cycle. Max, you spoiled that usually meal. There is Mr. Plotnik going. Why ain't Mrs. Feldman here? Plotnik!
Feldman!
Feldman!
Plotnik!
There in the haystack, we weighs mir. Higher, higher, Mr. Meyer. Cats, you're so fancy from the Lancy.
When old timers get together underneath the harvest moon, every heart is filled with naches when we hear this Yankee tune. Throw another lax on the fire.
They recorded for Banner in New York back in 1949. They're the vaudeville group, the Radio Aces, and the Catskill Square Dance, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here is more comedy by Schlock Rock, done, of course, somewhat later. This from a CD that they released back in 2012. It was triggered in my mind by the fact that yesterday in Shul we read the Torah portion of Shemini, talking about the inauguration of the Mishkan, the altar, and all the smoke and everything, and the fire that came from the altar. and the Schlock Rock made a spoof of it, spoofing one of the great songs, Smoke on the Water, and it has that immediately recognizable guitar opening, and they did a great job of it. So here's a spoof of it. Here's Schlock Rock and Smoke on the Altar.
And now, Schlock Rock's Jewish History Time Portal is proud to present Stories of the Prophets with Coach K.
It was a tough time in the land of Israel. See, it hadn't rained for 3 years. Eliyahu Hanavi, otherwise known as Elijah, had his hands full with the Jewish people. King Ahab and his wife, Jezebel, you might know her as Jezebel, had most of the Israelites just plain doing bad in the eyes of God. They're worshiping idols, specifically the idol Baal. Not only that, but Ahab and Jezebel had their own false prophets, and they were persecuting the real prophets of God big time. Why, if it wasn't for Ovadiah, the true prophet himself, who hid the real prophets in the cave, well, who knows what would have happened? Now God sends Eliyahu a message. It's time to end this drought. Get everyone to Mount Carmel. We'll pick up the story right here.
They recorded back in 2012 there. One of the late Schlock Rock recordings there, a spoof of the famous Deep, I believe it was Deep Purple, and the song Smoke on the Water. And, of course, that was Smoke on the Altar. And, of course, they talked about what happened later on, but what brought it into my mind was talking about the smoke that came out of the altar when it was dedicated in the tour portion of Shemini Red yesterday in Shoal. Well, let's squeeze in one more before the mid-break. Another thing we had in Shoal yesterday was the Shabbos Mavorkim, the Shabbos of the Blessing of the new month of Nisan, which will occur this coming Shabbos, and made me think of this very fine selection by the late Cantor Lebel Waldman, who came out with an album called Hasidic Melodies all the way back in 1956, so it was a real trailblazer. And in it, one of the selections is for lines from the Rosh Chodesh benching, the prayers blessing the new month, Shetachadis Erleinu Es HaChodesh Hazeh, that it should be for all of us in the coming month for peace and for being able to make a living and for happiness and for all kinds of good things. So here's a nice version of it by the late Cantor Lebel Waldman.
Chadishu leinu es hachodesh hazeh letoivo v'librocho. Chadishu leinu es hachodesh hazeh letoivo v'librocho. Chadishu
leinu es hachodesh hazeh letoivo v'librocho. Chadishu leinu es hachodesh hazeh letoivo v'librocho.
Besite. Chayim aruchim, chayim aruchim, chayim aruchim, chayim shelishu v'noim, chayim chayim, chayim shel toivu, chayim shel toivu, chayim shel beruchu, chayim shel panuvu v'so. Chaim shel Yeshu v'loim, chaim chaim, chaim shel toivo, chaim shel toivo, chaim shel beracho, chaim shel panoso.
Recorded for his own Mahler Records in New York back in 1956, the late Cantor Lebel Waldman, and from the Rosh Chodesh benching, the prayers for the new month, Shedachadish Aleinu Es HaChodesh Hazeh. Hope very much that you enjoyed it. Like I say, that album was a real trailblazer coming out as it did back in the 50s. It would be, you know, another few years before the Hasidic music really began to spread to the mainstream, but had to start somewhere, and that definitely was one place that it did. Well, let's step aside now for the mid-break, and then we will be back with more of this morning's program. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
All right, let's continue now with this morning's program. And we have another selection from the Blessings of the New Month. Here the son of Mordechai ben David, Yidel Vertiger, recorded back in 1995 for a famous line, Chaverim Kol Yisroel, that Hashem will gather in all the exiles of Israel, and they will all be knit together and all together. Chaverim Kol Yisroel. Here's a nice selection of it by Yidel Vertiger.
Who you galley son, who you galley son, who you yoy be coroy, boy, yoy be coroy. Be you cabbage with the chain, ay, ay, ay. May I back and voice the orets, ay, ay, ay. Haverim, 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 call his away. Who you galley son, who you galley son, who you yoy be coroy, boy, yoy be coroy. Galley son, who galley son, who are you? You're a good boy, oh, you're a good boy. Be you can't be the genu, ay, ay, ay. May I back and face the odds, ay, ay, ay. Haverim, 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 call you so
recorded back in 1995 there. Yidel Vertiger, the son of Mordechai ben David. Sounds a little bit like his dad in that recording. And from the Rosh Chodesh branching, the prayers blessing the new month, Chaverim Kol Yisroel. Well, let's continue now. Here's something in Yiddish by one of Israel's brightest stars in its early years, the late Yaffa Yarkoni. This is from an album that she recorded back in 1957 while she was in the United States. And the orchestra and arrangements are by the great Glenn Osser, one of the great conductors and arrangers of the big band era. Here is a famous song from the Yiddish theater, Ich hab dich zu verlieb, I love you much too much. Here's the late Yaffa Yarkoni.
Ich hab dich zu verlieb, ich träug auf dir kein Hass, ich hab dich zu verlieb, zu sein auf dir in Kass, ich hab dich zu viel lieb, zu sein auf dir gorbeis, anar ich heis, ich weiß, ich hab dich lieb, hab dir mein Leben weggegeben, mein Herz und meine Schome, ich bin krank, nur mein Gedank, tracht nicht von komme. Ich hab dich zu viel lieb, zu sein auf dir gorbeis, anar ich heiß, ich weiß, ich hab dich lieb. Mein Leben habe gegeben, mein Herz und meine Schome. Ich bin krank, nur mein Gedank, tracht nicht von komme. Ich hab dich zu viel lieb, zu sein auf dir gorbeis, anar ich heiß, ich weiß, ich hab dich
recorded for Columbia Records back in 1957, one of Israel's brightest stars in its early decades, the late Yaffa Yarkoni singing in Yiddish, Ich hab dich zu verlieb, I love you much too much, a great song hit of the Yiddish theater. The song's at the end there. Anar Heis, he said, a fool I am, you can call me a fool, I know, he says, Ich weiß, of course, rhymes in Yiddish, said, but Ich hab dich zu verlieb, but I love you much too much. And some nice arrangement, huh, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, Glenn Osser worked very closely with Glenn Miller. And, you know, those silky arrangements, you know, where they reversed a lot of the normal arrangements to give it that unique sound. And you find it, a lot of it on that recording. Very, very fine recording. Was reissued a bunch of times after its original pressing. And hope that you enjoyed. Well, Ben's got another one coming up, so let's go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue now. Here, a really nice recording of an Israeli folk song. This one, Adam Tzover Zichronot. And it's a very nice song by Avraham Tal.
סובר זיכרונות כמו נמלים בחודשי הקיץ בחודשי הקיץ כמו חגב בית הקיץ ויש אדם שם ובחורף הנמלים מתכנסות מתנעת ברכושן ומחלות לאט את הרכוש ואת החורף מחלות לאט כמו נמלים בחודשי הקיץ בחודשי הקיץ כמו חגב בית הקיץ ויש אדם שם והחגב בחורף שר לפתחים פליטה מזיכרונות העונה נמלים בחודשי הקיץ
And there you had it, that one. Avraham Tal with a nice Israeli folk song, Adam Tovir Zichronot, Man Accumulates Memories. And that one has been covered a bunch of times. I thought that was a real nice recording of it, too.
Yeah, very nice at that, for sure. Well, let's return now to Pittsburgh Galicia from this 1988 recording, More of the Pittsburgher Hasidim. And this for a line from the Shachris Kedusha on Shabbos and Yontif. Mosai Timlech Betzion, we ask Hashem, when will you reign in Zion? And then it says, Bimherev Yameinu, speedily and in our day, or as they say it, Bimherev Yameini, which is the dead giveaway that Pittsburgh is in the middle of Galicia. But a very, very nice recording. On this recording, they featured a singer, a little boy, named Chaim Kidd, the Wonder Boy. And apparently, through the internet, I was able to find out that Chaim Kidd grew up and is still involved in Jewish music. He still does some singing, so it's all pretty cool. So let's go back now to 1988 and Chaim Kidd, the Wonder Boy, and the Pittsburgh Hasidim. Recorded back in 1988, there, the Pittsburgh and the Gunim, Chaim Ked the Wonder Boy, and Mosai Timlich Petzion from the Shachris Kedusha for Shabbos and Yontif, and hope you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Now, this was a find. So, now I've been telling you on the program that my new favorite old record store is eBay, and I find all kinds of things on there. So, I've been looking for this album, a double album by Aaron Lebedev, one of the great stars of the Yiddish theater. So my father, may rest in peace, had brought this home back in the 60s sometime when the reissue first came out on the Collectors Guild label. It was a very fine label run by Benedict and Helen Stambler. And it was a two-record set, and one of the records, for some reason or the other, got warped and weren't able to use it for years. And I searched high and low for it, could not find it, another copy of it, for years and years and years and years. So just recently, I was looking on eBay, and guess what, Ben? There it was.
Of course, that's how eBay works.
And for the grand total of $4 and $4 shipping, I now have a copy of this album. So pleasure to share with you. And Lebedev was the most prolific, I think, of all the Jewish recording artists. He literally made a couple of hundred different sides. In the 20s, he recorded for Emerson and Vocalion and Brunswick, and then he recorded in the 40s for Columbia, and then in the 50s, when he was already in his 80s, he recorded a series for the Banner Company. He passed away back in 1960. And he really was one of the brightest stars of the Yiddish theater. For whatever reason, he never appeared in any of the Yiddish movies. I guess he decided to keep it all on the stage and on the recordings. So here's a representative song. This is from a show in the Yiddish theater called Kiomke Vertachus, and Kiomke Becomes a Groom. And this is the title song from it. Recorded for Vocalion back in 1927. He says, Kiomke Becomes a Chosin. And he says to all the women, I would love to marry you all, but unfortunately, you can only marry one woman at a time. So he definitely was like this playboy character. In Yiddish, they call it a cavalier. I guess like in Spanish, the caballero. And very, very nice recording of it. Was not able to play this in all these years because it was on the Warped LP. But now we got it. So let's go back now to 1927. The great Aaron Lebed FN. Kjumke Vertachosen. Thank you, eBay.
Ein verlies mein Ziel erreichen, werken jetzt um mir da gleich. Für die Welt der Kosten ein Vigil. Seid mir moich und meiblach, sei jorin min sei reich. Ich wohl gestellt, ach hippe mit sei jeder erfinneich. Es ist doch schön verfallen, ihr mit vergessen mich. Sind doch in die Glitzbacken, also schön, also wie ich. Meine Hunger lang bleibt viele sitzen da ihr seht, hab da nicht gestellt, dass ich bei dir. Schon kriegt ihr nicht hin, ist was denn da gar nicht die andere zwei, was hat eine Mädel, lasst ihr da so wie ich. Ich hab gewehr, der Kosten sei wie ich. Ich hab gewehr, der Kosten sei gar nicht. Es ist mir gibt es mir gefällt, heute alle Woche ich bestell. Schon gewährt der Kosten, nein, wie geht. Ey, schon gewährt der Kosten, nein, wie geht. Schon gewährt der Kosten, nein, gar nicht. Ich such auch jeden Tag in Dricklach, als ich bin mich überglücklich. Schon gewährt der Kosten, nein, wie geht. Einer hat ein Weibel, hab ich den Tore erschlagen. Ihr kennt ihn ständig treffen, mit einem geschwollen Back. Der zweite hat ein Weibel, kein und elegant. Hat die Lippe geschlossen, mit dem Kuhren in der Wand. Ein dritter hat ein Weibel, lieber Tat, noch ihre Tritt. Will die Sache jetzt mit ihm gehen. Weil ist ein Schlimmassel in die Hotting in der Mitte. Bei Jungen Brüder wird das nicht geschehen. Jungke wird der Kosten einigen. Jungke wird der Kosten prägornieren. Bei mir wird das nicht sein Gehilling. 15 Jahre wird sein ein Zwilling. Jungke wird der Kosten einigen. Ei, Jungke wird der Kosten einigen. Doch nicht mehr euch zu warten, aber weil wir so leicht nicht verdarfen. Gewährt der Kosten, hey, wie geht's? Hey!
And they recorded for Vocalion in New York back in 1927 in the heyday of the Yiddish theater. The great Aaron Lebed FN from the show Kjumke Vertachosen, Kjumke Becomes a Groom. They're the title song. And like your grandfather used to say, Ben, may he rest in peace, they were churning out those songs like hotcakes back then. And people enjoyed it so much. There's a lot of funny stuff in there. He said that, you know, as long as he's decided to pick this girl over all the other ones, it's going to be beautiful. She'll have twins every year, and it's just going to be wonderful. I don't know how she feels about it, but it was a catchy song anyhow. And like I say, Lebedev had a tremendous career. Even at his passing in 1960 at the age of 87, he was still appearing in what remained of the Yiddish theater. So an amazing, amazing career spanning many decades ever since his arrival in the United States back in 1920. But the great memories of the Yiddish theater. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
Okay, well, here is the Maccabees with a cover of an American pop song. So this was a song that came out about 10 years ago by American singer Andy Grammer. This a cover of it by the Maccabees called Keep Your Head Up.
Sunset fills all my mindset. I can't deny they're getting higher, higher than my income. In comes breadcrumb. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gives right around sunset helps me realize this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You
are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you'll turn out fine. Fine, oh, you'll turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, and you can't let your head down. You gotta keep your head up, and you can't let your head down. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, and you can let your head down. I've got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying in the skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. In all the angles start to get tangled, I start to compromise my life and the purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Whoa, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you'll turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, and you can let your head down. You gotta keep your head up, and you can let your head down. It's hard, I know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, and you can let your head down. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again, it comes around again. I said only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle, circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, and you can let your head down. You gotta keep your head up, and you can let your head down. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, and you can let your head down. Keep your head up, and you can let your head down. You can let your head down. Keep your head up, and you can let your head down. They say, oh, no, 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 no.
And there you had it, that one. The Maccabees, the cover of the Andy Grammer song, Keep Your Head Up.
That's very cool. You know, it's funny, your grandfather used to say that in the Army, they used to say the saying was, keep your head up and your mouth shut.
Uh-huh.
So I guess, well, I guess that maybe that's, maybe he heard it from some relation of his, but yeah, apparently that was the saying. So it's a nice song, though. Very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. So we're talking about the Yiddish theater before. So I got to see in my childhood a little taste of what it was. So the great Ben Bonus, who was a survivor of the Holocaust and spent the rest of his life after that bringing Yiddish theater really around the world with his wife Mina Byrne and a whole troupe that they used to bring, came to Washington in about 1970, so I was about 14, and I journeyed down to the local big high school auditorium with my dad and with his older sister, my Aunt Gert, they should both rest in peace, and we watched a great, great show. And Ben Bonus continued on, and he passed away back in the late 1980s down in Florida. Very sad. He passed away very suddenly, sat down on a park bench and told his wife that he didn't feel good, and he just passed away. But they brought Yiddish theater all around the world in the decades after the Holocaust to anybody who still wanted to enjoy it. So I was very lucky. I got to see it, you know, what little bit was left of it, and a good time was had by all. So it brought to mind this recording that Ben Bonus made. It was from one of the shows, and it's a song called Yussel Bear. Now, Yussel Bear has been drafted into the Army, and Yussel Bear hates the Army. He wants nothing to do with weapons of war or military. He says, Shisterei abichen dreert, he says in the song, that the weapons of war, the shooting instruments, he doesn't want any parts of them. But there is one upside. He looks very handsome in his uniform, which makes all the girls think that he's attractive, and therefore he's willing to stay in the military. So here's a great song from the show back in the 1950s. Here is the late Ben Bonus and Yussel Bear. Very, very rare recording.
Hey, meisig jossel bern, al dien van militair, hei tam, tam mei de liedam. Gdiewel trukke gamundier, hakel wie an offizier, hei tam, tam mei de liedam. Schister hingelegt, von Teschwes mit dem Zink, bei dem, da meine Liedam. Hand auf mich, hab ich so schwer, Schister rei auf mich und rehr, bei dem, da meine Liedam. Gring, gell, kasarmes sinnig sink, mei dam, da mei de liedam. Endig zog dem Besen schlacht, danke Gott, wann sie die Nacht, mei dam, da mei de liedam.
Ja, so, 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 ja, so,
geh ich mir in Gassa Reus, sinnig sich am Mädel leus, mei dam, da mei de liedam. Gibber sich vor ihrer Beug, in der Pintel neben neu, ei dam, da mei de liedam.
Ja, so, 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 ja, so,
rief sie, mach ich die Barane, gib mir Propfen, gib mir Wahn, ei dam, da mei de liedam. Ich gib mir alle Fischen klein, wie ja Mädel, wo er gehen, ei dam, da mei de liedam.
They're recorded back in 1958 from the show of the same name. They're the late Ben Bonus and Yussel Bear, and very funny song, nice song. And like I say, I'm lucky I got to see it. So it was a very pleasant afternoon, as I recall, a long time ago. But I got to see the very tail end of it. Although it did survive down in Florida, probably the late 1980s, and they finally shut it down. But let's face it, from the day that the United States closed the doors to mass immigration in 1924, the handwriting was on the wall, and they were just surviving. Yeah. You know, as it slowly, you know, went into the sunset. But hope very much enjoyed it. And we keep the memories of it alive on the program with the collection that we've managed to amass over these years. And let everybody get a listen and a little flavor, a little taste of what it was back in the day. Hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, before we get into the next song, just wanted to remind everybody about the best way to access the program. Of course, that is via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is iTunes or Spotify. And, of course, you go on there where you can like, download, subscribe. You can listen on demand. You can listen to older shows. You can do all the things that we love about podcasts. Make sure that you are doing that. Now, to continue, another selection here from Yair Rosenberg. We really enjoying the music that he's been putting out. Again, you can check him out in the Atlantic magazine under the newsletter Deep Shtetl. And he's a great read in that, and has put together some great music too. Here is his version of Dror Yikra.
Shabbat.
וגם בבל אשר גברה. נטוץ צהריי ויאבי עברה, שמה קובי ביום מקרא. אלוקים תן במדבר הר, התשיטה בראש תדהר. אלה מזהיר ואלה נצהר, שלא מבטן כמנהר.
That one, Yair Rosenberg with another great version. Oh. That one, Doror Yukra.
Yeah, very nice at that, Ben. You know, he's definitely got another career going for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Ben gave me some stuff of his to read. Now, I recommend it quite highly, so go on the internet and find it and read it, and you'll be glad that Ben directed us to it. Very, very good stuff. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. On this week's cantoral feature, we hear two selections from a chazan who was very well known in the city of Chicago, but his career was cut short when he passed away at a very untimely age, and that is the late cantor Jordan Cohen. His father, cantor Tevela Cohen, was a fixture in the Chicago Jewish community for many, many decades, and cantor Jordan Cohen was born in 1928 in Chicago, and after completing his regular and musical education, in 1953 he became chazan of the North Shore Congregation in Chicago. And then in 1970, he passed away at the age of only 42 years old of cancer. And his father, unfortunately, outlived him, and it's not supposed to work that way. And he lived to be in very old age, and his son passed away many years before. And people that heard him in the Chicago area always lamented, and you can read stuff that was written back then, of the tremendous loss to the Chicago Jewish community of this very, very fine chazan. So we're going to listen to two selections, very rare at that, from a 1967 album that was released by the congregation. Now, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, in the LP era, many shuls would release LPs of their chazan and their choir if they had one, or maybe they would get a choir, and these were big fundraisers for shuls back in those days, and this album is one of those. So first is the prayer, Ana B'Koyach, prayer asking Hashem by the great power of his right hand to set the captives free. Here's a very nice recording of it by the late cantor Jordan Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Harim Rachamim Borechem Borechem Tareim Rachamim Rachamim
recorded in Chicago back in 1967, the late cantor Jordan Cohen and Anna Bekayach recited on Friday nights and some other occasions, and prayer asking Hashem to use his great power, the power of his right hand, to set the captives free. And takes on a special poignancy, that text, in this day and age, for sure, as we think about all of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and all the other people who are not Jewish, but who are suffering nonetheless, and God willing that all their suffering comes to an end very, very soon, God willing. Well, we'll have another selection by this very fine Chazan, like I say, whose career was cut short by his untimely passing. We'll have that after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch. and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with another selection from this 1967 album by the late cantor Jordan Cohen, recorded out in Chicago. This is for Kichol Peh. This is a section of the Nishmas prayer, which is, of course, recited right before Shochanad in the beginning of the main part of the Shacharis service. And it says that every mouth, every will pledge allegiance, every organ that we have will be subservient to Hashem. And it even ends up at the end where he actually says the first line of Shochanad, which is very interesting as well. And because in the Haggadah, you know, going a little bit ahead to Passover, after the benching, after the meal is served, basically we have like the end of the preliminary morning service and then the beginning of the morning service, and then the Seder basically is complete. So while I'm stopped, let's talk about programming. And we will have on next week's program the beginnings of Passover music, then two full shows of Passover music for you to enjoy. We'll get those up for you to enjoy around the holidays, and hopefully they'll add something very special to your holiday observance. They have very, very rare recordings of all types on there, things you will not be able to hear, I promise you, anywhere else except right here on good old Washington Jewish Radio. So that's all coming your way. But for right now, hear the late cantor Jordan Cohen, his own composition for Kichol Peh, recorded back in 1967. Recorded back in 1967 in Chicago, the late cantor Jordan Cohen, whose very fine career was cut short when he passed away at the age of only 42 years old back in 1970. And there his own composition for Kichol Peh from the Nishmash Prayer of the Morning Service. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. His congregation wrote so lovingly about him. You know, you can always find these things on the internet. It was sad to see, but good to remember. That's what we do a lot on the program. We remember the great talents of Jewish music that have passed on. So they keep their memories alive right here on the program. Well, as it turns out, we got time for one more. So here's the Camp Shalva Choir, Anim Eshkachech Yerushalayim, If I Forget Thee, O Jerusalem. Recorded back in 1988, the Kam Shalva Choir and Imesh Kachech Yerushalayim. Well, that wraps up the program for this week. This is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard and that you will make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program, the first hint of Passover music coming your way next week.
And this is Ben Shore thanking everybody for checking out the program this week. We will see you next week for another edition of the program. So once again, thanks for listening.
Larry Shore saying, be well, Zay Gezint, Hatikidavach. Enjoy the week and be with us again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, be well and have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.